We're going to come to God's Word together, and I'm going to read from John chapter 11 and from verse 17, and it's on page 1078 if you've got a Bible on the way in. The words are also on the screen. Jesus had friends, and friends called Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, and what has just happened before we are reading this morning is that Lazarus has been unwell. And Jesus has been told that Lazarus is unwell, but Jesus has been slow, or that's how the family see it. He's been slow to go to Lazarus and to see him and to heal him. And Lazarus has died. And this is where we pick up the story as Jesus comes to the home of Mary and Martha and of Lazarus, and we read of what he says, but we also read another of one of his statements. We've been thinking of statements of Jesus, and we have another of his great statements of himself in this reading. So verse 17 of John 11. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. And Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth round his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Amen. Lazarus has died, and everyone is devastated. And what made it worse was that Jesus hadn't been there. He hadn't been there at the time. He had been told that his friend was unwell, and presumably in people's minds there was the hope, possibly the expectation that he'll come, won't he? And he will heal Lazarus. He'll heal him before it gets any worse. He's healed others of their blindness or whatever, and surely Jesus is friend. He's going to do it, isn't he? But he had taken longer than people had expected to come and to help him. He had been, in their eyes, slow to get there. And he had died. And this slowness, as they saw it, added, it seems, to the pain. Both Mary and Martha, the sisters of Jesus, sisters of Lazarus, they both cry out when they meet him. They both say to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." In others, what took you so long? We were trusting in you, and you've let us down. Now it's too late. Or so they thought. There's respect in their words, "Lord." But there's also an accusation, "Lord, if you had been here, this wouldn't have happened." And so with the grief, there are the questions. Where are you? Where were you? And yet, as we know, because we know the end of the story, we know the end of what happened, Jesus was in control. And he was going to make another of his declarations. We've thought of his declaration, "I am the bread of life." We've thought of his declaration, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And in our passage this morning, he makes another of these declarations. But as well as making the declaration, he gives an illustration of what it means. But before we come to that, there's something else that we find in this event and this, how Jesus reacts to it. And we discover that Jesus, as well as being the resurrection and the life that we'll come on to, is also someone as a Savior who weeps with us. Don't know if you noticed that as we read the passage. As he comes to the grave of Lazarus, as he meets Lazarus' sisters, we kind of have it again and again. In verse 33, Jesus sees Mary coming towards him along with her friends, and they are weeping. And we're told that he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. He's deeply moved. And then in verse 35, quite a famous verse because it's incredibly short, somebody told Jesus wept. He wept. And this is then quickly followed by him going to the grave of Lazarus itself, and he stands at the grave. just as we will have stood at graves of loved ones. And again, he was deeply moved. The people round about watch and they say, see how much he loved him. He loved him, and it's breaking his heart that Lazarus has gone. There's no kind of stiff upper lip here. Got to be brave. There's no kind of, no, boys don't cry here. No, there is, he's deeply moved. He's weeping. He's snorting. You know when people are really upset? That's the picture here. It's not some kind of controlled, wiping a wee tear from his eye. He's deeply moved. He's deeply upset. As he came face to face with the death of his friend, as he shared with his grieving sisters and saw their pain, as he saw how death brought despair and sorrow and anguish, how it tore families apart from one another and brought a sense of hopelessness and loneliness, he feels it. He knows it. He feels the grief and the anguish. He knows the grief and the anguish. And no doubt part of it was that as he looked around and as he watched Mary and Martha and as he listened to them, as he saw them in their deep sorrow, he saw that they needed help, that they were lost, that they needed compassion and support. He saw that they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he weeps for them and with them. Many of us, all of us, will have encountered the death of someone that we love. And all of us most likely will do so in the future. And what this reminds us and what this tells us is that Jesus Christ is with us in our pain. When we are affected by the death of someone that we love, we are not alone, because Jesus feels it too. He too is deeply moved at death. He understands our feelings of loneliness, of sorrow, and even anger. There's a hint of anger at death in his grieving and in his upsetness. He understands because he's been there too. As we stand at a graveside and weep, we can remember that he too has stood at a graveside and wept. So in a sense, he stands with us at that graveside and he weeps with us. But that's not all that he does. That is helpful, isn't it? It's good to know that someone is with us. It's good to know that Jesus cares for us, that Jesus too is angered by the results of sin in our world and death and all that. But we also need hope. We also need a solution to this thing, to this thing that separates us, that brings us pain and sorrow. And we find that too. For we find that Jesus doesn't just weep with us. He's also a Savior who comes to us with resurrection power. Martha says to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." She then goes on to say, "But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Yeah, so there's the questioning. Why has this happened? I don't understand. We can perhaps relate to that. But there is also the faith. I know that you're special. I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus then, they have this conversation. Jesus says to her, "Well, yeah, your brother will rise again." And she replies, she thinks Jesus is talking about the future. And she says, "Yes, I know he will rise on the last day." And then Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." And then he says, "Do you believe this? Do you believe it?" "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who's come into the world. I believe that you're the resurrection and the life." And then we have the illustration. He's made the statement, "I am the resurrection and the life." And then he says, "Right, let's see what this looks like." He goes to the grave, which was something a stone. Yeah, it was a cave covered by a stone. And he says, "Open it up." And you can imagine the commotion. There's people who are weeping and wailing and full of sorrow. And then this Jesus comes along. He's been weeping too. And he then says, "Open the grave." And there's murmurings. He's really? It's been 4 days. The smell. How's that going to help us? It's going to make things worse. Martha herself questions it. "Lord, it's been 4 days. Did I not tell you if you believed you would see the glory of God?" Is Jesus helping her? And so the grave is opened and everyone's there holding their nose. And then there's the call. "Lazarus, come out." And for a moment, there is nothing. People just waiting. What's he doing? And then John writes, "The dead man came out." The dead man came out. Still wrapped in his grave clothes, he couldn't see where he was going because his head was covered. Dead man walking. It's a dramatic story. It's a dramatic event. And in saying these words and performing this act, Jesus was declaring to them and to us what he will do for those who believe in him. Lazarus would go on to die. And each of us will physically die. Our bodies will fail. Some of our bodies are failing already. But they will ultimately fail. And comes along with that is the separation and the grief that this causes those who are left behind. And we feel that we weep and we feel the pain of that. But for those who believe and trust in Jesus, that will not be the end. For he who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever believes in me will never die. And in the same way as Jesus calls on Lazarus, come out, it's time to get up. Jesus calls us, and all who believe in him will enjoy eternity in glory in the new heavens and in the new earth with new bodies, new spiritual bodies, where there is no more pain, and where C.S. Lewis puts it as a place where each chapter is better than the one before. Is that just wishful thinking? You Christians, you just believe this because, it makes you feel better. How is that all that it is? How do we know this to be true? Well, we know it first of all because Christ has promised it to us. I'm the resurrection and the life. But secondly, we know it because he is someone who's been shown to be someone who is able to deliver. He raised Lazarus from the dead, but in many ways that was just a curtain raiser. That was just it was just a starter before the main event. Lazarus was going to go on to die. But Jesus himself was going to do something far more dramatic. For he himself was dead and buried. And yet rose again. And he himself was seen by people, on one occasion more than 500 people, as someone who had been dead, but who had now risen. Death was conquered. And so Paul, later on in the New Testament, will talk about how death has lost its sting. And this resurrected Jesus could do the same for us. And if we grasp this, then it has the potential to change our entire lives and the way that we think about it. It gives us a sense of peace and a confidence in life as well as in death. That whatever might occur in our lives, whether we drop dead this afternoon, or whether we die in our 120th year, it will not be the end. For we too will hear the call of Jesus. Dave, come out. Ken, come out. We can look on death without fear, but with an attitude of confidence and assurance and even peace. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. Whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Then he says, do you believe this? Do you believe it? Do you put your trust in him? You look into him for your ultimate hope, your ultimate peace. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the resurrection and the life. Let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you that in Jesus that you understand our sorrow. Jesus stood at the tomb of our friend and wept. And so you know the depth of grief that weighs upon our hearts. That you are beside us, deeply moved. You carry our burdens. You share our tears. We do bring before you today those who mourn, those whose hearts ache with the absence of someone they love, those who feel the quiet emptiness where laughter once was, those whose memories bring both comfort but also pain. May they know your nearness, your comfort, your peace. And Lord, we praise you that you're not only our companion in sorrow, but you're also the resurrection and the life. We thank you for the hope that you give. Hope stronger than death. A hope that promises that the grave is not the end. A hope secured by Christ's own rising from the dead. Help us to trust in your promise. Give us faith, look forward with confidence to that day when you will call each of us by name. We will rise to eternal life with you, where grief and pain will be no more, where every tear is wiped away. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, our strength, our resurrection, and our life. Amen.